my wife very happy. It's King Harvest Classic. It's one of her favorites, Dancing in the Moonlight.
We get it almost every night.
This is the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS. I am Paul Harris. Dan Strauss and Ian Geiser here with me. And now it's your chance to join us for the first time today at 314-969-KTRS, 1-888-550-KTRS. If you would like to play the Harris Challenge, it's the most fun you can have with your radio on. It's trivia questions about things that have been in the news this week or maybe other categories. We'll see in just a moment. But if you want to get in here and you haven't played in the last 60 days, here's your chance to play right now. There are two things that can happen to you when you play on the air. One is that if you don't get enough points, I'm going to have to punish you. But if you do get enough points, if you get past that threshold, you will win a fabulous prize package chosen especially for you by this guy.
Yay! The Prize Man!
Paul, we have one dozen free donuts.
Donuts.
From the Old Town Donut Shop.
Donuts.
They have two locations, one in Florissant and one in Cottleville.
Cottleville.
Also, Peroni's Pizza. We have a gift card for you. Two locations, one in Florissant and one in St. Peter's at 70 and 79. Or from the Skyview Drive-In.
That's our sponsor for the Harris Challenge, the Skyview Drive-In on the North Belt West in Belleville. Tonight on Screen One, you can go see Finding Dory, way the number one movie last weekend and probably again this weekend, Colin says. You get Finding Dory and Alice Through the Looking Glass on Screen One. Or on Screen Two, you can see some action with Independence Day Resurgence and Central Intelligence, all at the Skyview Drive-In in Belleville. Not just tonight, but for the next week.
Oh, yeah.
They're open 7 nights a week at the Skyview.
Yes, they are. And we will have passes for you to get into the drive-in. It's a pretty cool deal over there in Belleville.
And if you get all the questions right, well, then you've passed the threshold big time and gotten a clean sweep, and that earns you a bonus prize.
Oh, yes. You get a gift certificate to Candici's Italian Restaurant and Bar at Holloway and Manchester in Baldwin. Candici's offers dine-in, carry-out, catering, pizza delivery. Go to Candici's.net.
All right. Those are the prizes for the Harris Challenge, and now we are ready to meet contestant number one. Hello, Jerry.
Hi.
Hi, welcome to the show. As you know, as a regular listener, you get a 5-second cheap plug opportunity, a unique opportunity for any radio listener to exploit the public airwaves for your own personal gain. Go right ahead.
I really have nothing other than happy birthday to my husband.
What's his name?
Keith.
Okay, happy birthday, Keith, from Jerry. Let's turn on the semi-random category computer. We'll see what the questions and categories look like. There'll be three of them that come spinning out of the machine here. You tell me which one you want, Jerry. You can have you been paying attention? Or category two, you're leaving us, we're leaving you. Or category three, it all starts with EU. I see some Brexit influence on the Harris Challenge this week. Which one would you like, Jerry?
Have you been paying attention?
All right, 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which ex-presidential candidate reversed himself and said now he is running for re-election to the Senate from Florida?
Rubio.
Correct. What is golfer Rory McIlroy so concerned about that he announced this week he will not play in the Rio Olympics?
Zika.
Correct. What company has agreed to pay more than $10 billion to settle claims from U.S. owners of diesel-powered vehicles affected by its emissions cheating scandal?
Chevrolet.
Volkswagen. Besides Facebook, what was the name of the app Democrats used to share video of their House sit-in after the C-SPAN cameras were turned off a few nights ago?
Twitter.
It was Periscope. Which federal agency announced new rules for commercial drones this week?
The FAA.
That is correct. It is the FAA. By the way, if you are a Volkswagen owner or one of those diesel vehicles, the reports say you can expect to get about $5,100. I do not know if that's going to fix your emissions problem, but everybody supposedly is going to get that eventually. Jerry, you need 8 points to get past the threshold and win some prizes. Let's see how you did. You got the one, you got the two, you got the five. Well, that's 8 points right there, and you're a winner.
Awesome.
Congratulations. Have a great weekend and stand by while Dan tells you how you get your prizes. And I meet contestant number two. Hi, Steve.
Hello, Paul.
Hi. 5 seconds to plug something.
Nothing to plug. I just really enjoy your show.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Here are the categories you can choose from. You're leaving us, we're leaving you. Or it all starts with EU. Or our new third category, multiple choice week.
Multiple choice week.
All right, 60 seconds on the clock, Steve. Let's play the Harris Challenge. According to the Institute of Economics and Peace, what is the safest country in the world for the sixth year in a row? Is it Iceland, Denmark, or Austria?
Iceland.
Correct. Which of these attacked a woman running a marathon in a national preserve in New Mexico last weekend? A scorpion, a bear, or her ex-husband?
Her ex-husband.
No, a female black bear. Which city did the NHL award its newest expansion franchise to? Charlotte, Minneapolis, or Las Vegas?
Las Vegas.
Correct. Which of these advertising slogans was not created by Robert Cox, who died this week at 78? Have it your way for Burger King, All Aboard for Amtrak, or Quality is Job One for Ford?
Quality is Job One.
Have it your way. In what state has a school district been ordered by a federal court to let a transgender student use the same bathrooms as other boys? Virginia, North Carolina, or Michigan?
North Carolina.
Oh, right at the buzzer you said North Carolina. What you should have said was Virginia.
Ouch.
Yeah, it is Virginia. And by the way, but just back to the Iceland thing, safest country in the world for the sixth year in a row, also the only member of NATO that does not have a standing army. There's no such thing as the Iceland army. I did not know that until this week.
I didn't know that.
All right, Steve, let's see how you did. You got the one. You got the three. This completes how well you did, Steve, for a total of 4 points. And as you know, when you don't win, you are punished. Now, last weekend, the Stairway to Heaven case was beginning in court, and so we had a couple of bad cover versions of it, and it was very popular. People wanted to hear the other songs that we did not get to. Well, fortunately, the case continued this week, and Led Zeppelin is off the hook. They won't have to pay anything to the late Randy California and his estate from the group Spirit. But we're not done with the Stairway to Heaven cover versions. So which one are we starting with here, Ian?
We'll start with the Philharmonic Choir.
Okay, this is the Sydney, Australia Philharmonic Choir. It really is a choral piece.
Rush out and buy that CD.
Ask for it by name, the Sydney Philharmonic Choir. Steve, have a great weekend. Thanks for playing.
Thanks, Paul.
What were you going to say, Dan?
The actual choir is pretty good, but yeah. That's not a choir song.
No, it's not.
Yeah. Wow.
They're fantastic singers.
Yeah.
Bad choice of material.
Wow.
Meredith, welcome to the show.
Hi.
Hi. Take some 5 seconds or so and plug something.
Nothing to plug.
Okay.
Looking forward to the weekend.
Yeah, we all are. Here are your category choices, Meredith. You're leaving us, we're leaving you. Or it all starts with EU. Or our new third category, no, really, have you been paying attention?
No, really, have you been paying attention?
All right, Meredith, 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which St. Louis landmark, which spans 1,371 acres, celebrates its 140th birthday today?
The Arch?
Forest Park. What's different about Erin O'Flaherty, who was crowned Miss Missouri last weekend, different than all the women who preceded her?
She's a lesbian.
Correct. Who announced after winning the NBA championship that he has turned down an invitation to play on the U.S. basketball team at the Rio Olympics?
LeBron James.
Correct. According to Vulture, for what TV show are Emilia Clarke, Peter Dinklage, and other actors asking to be paid $500,000 an episode for the next 2 years?
I have no clue. Pass.
Which advertising spokesman, who's been played by Daryl Hammond, Norm MacDonald, and Jim Gaffigan all in the last year, is now going to be played by an extra crispy George Hamilton?
KFC
is right. He will be the new Colonel Sanders. All right, so what's that TV show that Emilia Clarke, Peter Dinklage, and others want $500,000 an episode for the next 2 years? It is Game of Thrones. They make $300,000 an episode now, but the show is such a huge, gigantic hit for HBO, they want even more money. Meredith, you got yourself the 5, the 3, and the 2. That's 10 points. You're a winner. Congratulations.
Great.
Hang on. Dan will tell you how you get your prize, and I will bring in contestant number 4, and that's you, JR.
Hey, how you doing, Paul?
Good. Welcome to the show. This is your chance to shout out to the family, suck up to the boss, or use it for pre-arranged commercial time.
I am maximizing my shout-out here. I run a food pantry and a soup kitchen down in Marion, Illinois. We're doing a benefit on Saturday, the 9th of July, and Peter Frampton is going to come and sing for our food pantry.
Holy cow!
Yeah, we're pretty excited.
What's the name of the food pantry?
It's at the Marion Ministerial Alliance.
Okay.
And the concert's going to be at the Marion Civic Center. And tickets are going fast. We just have a few left. I'd love to have some folks from St. Louis come down. It's only an 1,100-seat arena. What an opportunity to see legendary Peter Frampton up close and personal.
Very nice. So the concert is a fundraiser. Is there also food pantry stuff that people can volunteer to help with that weekend?
Absolutely. They can bring any food they want with them for a donation. We'll take cash donations. It's the only fundraiser we do a year, but we've never had the caliber of this talent. It's been a real blessing for us. We're excited.
And the date again, July 9th.
July 9th.
Okay.
In Marion, Illinois.
Good use of the plug there, JR.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Two categories left. You're leaving us, we're leaving you. Or it all starts with EU.
I'm not much on the alphabet. Let's go with you're leaving us, we're leaving
you. Okay, this is a category about former members of the British Empire. You know, England left the EU yesterday. This is about countries that have left the British Empire in history.
Okay.
60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which gained its independence from Britain first, Egypt or Israel?
Egypt.
Correct. The U.S. was the first country to declare independence from Britain. What was second? Was it New Zealand, Canada, or Australia?
Canada.
Yes. In 1971, what country broke off from Pakistan, which had broken off from Britain itself in 1947?
India.
Bangladesh. For 2 points each, name two countries that start with the letter G that were once under British rule.
Ghana and golly, I don't know.
You want to go to the five-pointer?
Sure.
What is the current name of the country that was once known as Ceylon when it gained independence from England in 1948?
Brampton Land. I have no idea.
All right, we need that and one more country that starts with G. 5 seconds.
Yeah, I'm just drawing a blank. It's punishment. Bring it on.
Germany?
No. Gambia, Guyana, and Grenada.
Oh.
And
Grenada.
And the country once known as Ceylon is now known as Sri Lanka, which is why the Beach Boys changed the name of that song to Sri Lanka Sailor.
What happened?
Just a joke for Dan.
That was.
Was that my punishment?
No, JR.
Unfortunately, no.
That was not. You only earned 3 points, so you've also earned this punishment. I think I would like to hear a little reggae version of Stairway to Heaven. So here now, ladies and gentlemen, the musical stylings of Vegemite reggae.
Your head is humming, and I won't go in case you don't know. The Viper's calling you to join him.
Wow.
Dear lady, can we have the wind blow? And then you know.
You know, as with the choir, musically talented, bad choice of music.
Yes.
Yeah. Bad genre.
Yeah.
JR, good luck with your benefit, and thanks for calling.
Hey, thank you so much, Paul.
You're very welcome. Here's our final contestant today, and that's you, Joe.
Yes, sir.
Hi. Tell us about yourself with your 5-second cheap plug opportunity.
I'm standing out in the heat, so I have nothing to plug.
Okay. Why don't you go inside?
Yeah. You know, phones work inside.
I don't trust my service.
Air conditioning.
This part of the show brought to you by AT&T. Joe, your category, the last one here is It All Starts With EU. The answers in this category will all be words that start with EU. 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. What is the official currency of 19 different countries on this planet?
Euro.
Correct. What musical group was led by Annie Lennox and Dave Stewart?
Eubonics? No.
The Eurythmics. What do we call a speech that praises someone who has died recently?
A eulogy.
Correct. What is described as a mild or indirect word or expression substituted for one considered to be too harsh or blunt?
Euphemism?
Correct. Which Australian gum tree is a popular food for koalas?
Eucalyptus.
Except for the Eurythmics, Joe, that was nearly perfect. That's 13 points, and you're a winner. Congratulations. Yeah, nicely done.
Well, thanks, Paul.
Yeah, you're very welcome. Have a great weekend. And get inside, Joe, for goodness sake. Dan, give the man an air conditioner with the prizes.
All right.
All right. Hang on a second, Joe. That's the Harris Challenge for this week. Now, we did have one more piece of punishment music, but we're not going to share it with you today. Why? Because we know that sometime in the future, I'm going to have to dig back into this well and send the bucket down and pick something up out of that well that would play with whatever is going on in the news that week. And so our last punishment version of Stairway to Heaven will have to wait for a future version of the Harris Challenge. Now, if you've missed previous editions, you can get the podcast version of those on my website, harrisonline.com. And for future editions, come back here next Friday at 5:15 and listen live, exclusively on the Big 550 KTRS or worldwide via KTRS.com.